Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you on?
It's on.
It's on. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Nice to be back after so long.
It's been a little while,
isn't it? Yes,
it has.
Yes, it has.
How has it been?
It's been about, what, two to three weeks.
Barry. It's been too long.
It's been too long,
and we can only apologise
for that,
long it is.
Yeah.
But it won't ever be that long
again. No, it won't be that long again. And if you want to come and see us
doing the
show,
doing a tour, isn't it? We're going on tour once again. We should let you know in October.
Yes.
All around the UK, apart from Scotland. From where we're banned. So come and see us. Tickets available
at livenation.co.uk. And be sure to buy a ticket because I think Leicester might have sold out.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, we're all big fans in Leicester.
Big fan.
We've got a lot of fan base up there.
What on earth? I mean, there's too much news, isn't there? There's too much.
What a news week. I like to keep right abreast of all the current affairs, if you know.
Turkey. That's all kicked off in a coup.
They've done a coup in Turkey. This is it. And what happened was...
if you would just summarise what's happened
I'll just let you know what's happened. For those of you what have been on the moon or somewhere, what happened was in Turkey, they got this bloke who runs the place. He's called the Prime Minister or something like that. Anyway, they've got this army and all that in Turkey, and one night they said to themselves, I'm fed up with the King or the Prime Minister, not having that no more, and we're gonna run the place. So they decided to stage a coup, and when they done that, they tried to take over the country.
Now, you know from bitter experience how hard it is, because it did fail.
Yeah, it failed. I always wonder, though, Barry, about these coups. You know, what are the logistics of staging a coup?
Very difficult.
It is.
I imagine it starts off with someone slipping a bit of paper
under the door.
There's going to be a coup tonight. I'm
staging a coup. There's just three of us at the moment, and we're just trying to get others on board. If you fancy, they probably put a notice on the notice board.
Tesco's, they have community. Are you interested in joining a coup?
Staging a coup. And then, of course, you have to get all the military hardware.
Very difficult.
It's hard that. Yeah. So you have to go to the bloke that runs the jets. Listen, mate, we need the keys to the jump jets, the area jump jets tonight. We're stationed. So could you leave them all under the mat?
Leave them under the mat,
and we'll come and pick them up later when we do our coup.
Yeah, because you've done a coup, wasn't that coup
I've done a coup,
next door neighbour, wasn't it,
a couple of years back.
I remember it very well.
I've done that coup.
Barry Purchase, your next door neighbour.
I'm going to take over his house. So first things first, I went in there into his house. Could you give me the keys? That's stupid. While he's on holiday. And I thought, I'll go in there. So I go in there, and the first thing I do is I take over the fridge.
It's always best to start at the absolute hub.
Exactly, because you take over the food supply, mate.
Absolutely.
Then there's nothing they can do. They can't eat, you know. So I thought, I take over the fridge. And then the way I done that was, I stood in front of the fridge, and then I thought, if he comes and tries to get in the fridge, yeah. then he can't get in because you're yeah. standing
in front of it. Yeah. Like the Bosphorus bridge of the outfit, which his fridge.
Very much the Bosphorus bridge.
Bosphorus fridge.
Bosphorus fridge, exactly. And so I stood there for about 3 hours in front of the fridge.
And he didn't turn up. Well, he was away.
Well, he was on holiday. He was on holiday. So I thought, I'm not going to stand in front of the fridge.
No, that's stupid.
No, exactly. So then I thought, right, I'm going to go and just sit in the living room and watch the telly.
Right.
And that'll be the next stage of the coup. You know, the coup. Anyway, I've done that and I put on Crime Watch.
Right.
And I watched that. And then I watched New Tricks.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, and I thought, well, this coup is going all right, but...
Rather well,
it's
it
going
seems,
very
yeah.
well, yeah, exactly. But then I thought, well, he's on holiday for 2 more weeks. I can't really sit here and do this for that long, because I'll get bored, you know?
Yeah, he had to sign on, didn't he?
Yeah, I had to go and sign on. So I left his house, and that's when I abandoned...
The coup.
The coup. You must have done
oh,
it.
I've
you
done a coup.
Coup
yeah,
in your
I've
time.
Done a coup, yeah.
You took over the bowls club.
Yeah, do you remember when... Len Hargreaves used to run the bowls?
Yeah, I do.
He beat Ronnie Taylor in the
I
final.
I remember
yeah,
that,
yeah, a couple of years back.
Excuse me, I'm just opening an off.
So...
Can of Chardonnay.
Basically, I should have been on the committee.
I know you should. That was daylight robbery.
And I tried to get Ronnie Taylor involved with it. He didn't want to know. I phoned him out. I said, Ronnie, congratulations. Four chalks. You won the... And he said, yeah. And I said, you should have won. You was cheated by that umpire.
I know he was.
Of course he was, Ronnie. Lovely bloke, Ronnie. He smells a bit, but he's ever such a good bowler.
Good bowler. One of the best bowlers.
So I says, Ronnie, meet me tonight at the Pulse Club. I'm going to stage a coup.
Okay.
Now,
is you wearing all black on that polo neck?
No, you're not at the
Pulse
Club. You're not allowed.
Oh,
it's all white.
Oh, that's where it went wrong.
That's where it went wrong. They could see us a mile off. Yeah. Plus, they've got, you know, Derek.
CCTV.
Yeah, it's Derek put up the CCTV. So we're sneaking through, just me and Ronnie.
Thinking, oh, yeah, we're all right.
We're going to do our coup, you see. Suddenly the lights come on. Yeah. And you know Susie, who runs the bar, she was just bottling up.
Oh,
so I said, don't sign up. And I got on and she says, I'm not you two up, so you're going to do a coup, weren't you?
Well, that's because he's been talking about
it.
Oh,
he can't keep his mouth shut, the idiot. I said, secret a coup, you silly prick. So anyway... You can't mouth off about a coup.
No, you've got to keep it under your hat.
So I tried to distract her by threw one of the jacks, you know, with the bottle, but some of her bottles.
Yeah.
And she said, calm down, Barry, don't it, arsehole. You was going to do a coup. Yeah. And I said, well, can we at least sing our revolutionary song? And she said, all right. And I think I've got
you wrote one.
I did write one. It was about then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Do you remember this one? It was all about the coup, me and Ronnie. Me and Ronnie went to the bowls club, tried to stage a coup. We were sneaking round the back and then we saw Sue. She was bottling up. She hit us with a cup. She farted in the room. Come on, Ronnie, let's run. See you soon! It wasn't a revolutionary one in the way the Turks do, because
I remember that one.
Yeah, they're Turks. We went to the Bulls Club, tried to stage a coup. Barry and Ronnie
were already there.
How do you do? We tried to sneak into the windows, and Barry and Ronnie were already there. Why didn't we think that?
Didn't feel like they needed to finish it.
No, but that's the typical of them Turks. No one they got it wrong, because we was already staging
the coup. Logistically, they'd match up.
Yeah, so if you want to stage a coup, and you want us to...
we can stage it for you.
We could, for a small price.
Small fee,
I mean, you've got... Well, you've not got no guns as such, but you've got...
No, I've got no guns. I've got a bazooka.
I've got a cudgel.
A cagoule. I've got one of them tin openers as well.
Well, yeah.
I've got one of them electric knives. You know that you like.
I know. Yeah, carve a Sunday roast. Yeah, I've
got one of them, but I think I think it's broken.
Broken, but
I got it from a car boot sale.
If you want us to stage a coup, come and get it.
You've got to get us on Twitter, and we'll come and do your coup.
Coos are us.
We do coos and children's parties.
It's Bouncy Castle and coo.
And coo. So, Barry, tell us what's going on with Bieber Watch.
Oh, Bieber, you know I'm a massive fan of Justin Bieber.
So, for those of you who don't know, Barry's been keeping a very, very close eye on Bieber over the last year or so. And what's he up to?
Well, I felt I should take him under my wing because he was young, and when
Too much, too young.
As the specials once said.
That's right.
You've done too young. And Justin Bieber, what he's done, he's been up to his old tricks. Pop, this is from the Metro.
Okay.
Pop's biggest brat.
A bit harsh.
Struck again, get this, by kicking off at a fan for the crime of giving him a gift.
Oh, dear.
Basically, some kid has thrown a hat on the stage,
right,
and the 20-year-old pop sensation has blasted,
oh, no,
I probably don't want that shit.
What did he try to give him?
A hat, a beanie hat, or say
it. He didn't want it. Well, he's probably got like 20 million quid. He probably doesn't need one of them.
And then,
also, it would have been hot, so he wouldn't have needed it. I can see his point.
Yeah, but later on, before he wheeled out an apology, sorry, that was mean.
Oh, now, right. He's overreacted.
He's overreacted, and he's come straight back with an apology. Yeah, to be fair, it's hot.
Yeah, no, it's tired. He would have had a couple of drinks and all,
you
probably.
You know, we've all done stuff in this hot weather. We've snapped, haven't we?
Absolutely. I was on the underground tube train, and this fella stands in front of me, you know.
Yeah.
I'll give him, He's on the train, and the doors is just opening, and I fell up with this, and I pushed him right out of the train.
Right onto the platform, and he's like, what are you doing? And I thought, oh, I'm so sorry.
It's the heat, and I'm under a lot of pressure at the moment with my new solo album, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And that he understood.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he understood, you know?
Well, it's the same in many ways. I mean, he gets a bad press, that Adolf Hitler.
I know, he's under a lot of pressure.
He was ever so tired and not when everything he'd done. He got up there, I'm so sorry, he said. I was ever so tired.
I've had a long couple of years. Under a lot of pressure, actually. Yeah. And you can say what you like about Hitler, but he was a very good planner.
Yeah, it was.
He was a good planner.
So he was very, very tired, poor Hitler.
He overreacted occasionally.
The army, you know,
he's eating all them people, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I'm a bit tired. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have eaten you.
Going to Barbados. Rita Ora.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
She's done. This is a funny thing. Apparently, according to the Metro, she's a comedian. It says she's actually got a sense of humour. She says that when she was in Hollywood, I walked into the wrong audition room once,
giggled Rita.
I started doing this different script and everyone just stared at me, she giggled.
Okay.
Now that, if you're a star, passes as a joke.
Hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
nice, isn't it?
You know, like it's like them these famous people though. I mean, they get away with blue murder. You
oh
know.
Yeah, they call it. Fun,
I mean, they think it's funny, and like everyone laughs at them going because they're famous. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know when you go to Wimbledon up the centre court.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I know you're always in that royal box. Right.
Always in the royal box.
I'll go in the royal box. Right, and then I'll go in there and I'll see you the tennis and that and all Ralph, what's his name? Federer.
Yeah, Federer, Roger Federer.
Federer is there and he hits the ball and then suddenly he hits the ball wrong and it come off the top of his racket and it goes up in the air and then goes into the crowd and everyone laughs.
Yeah,
like
it's the
funniest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
You think you people are mugs.
Yeah. Well, did they laugh at you? Remember when you went to Wimbledon and you took all them tennis balls?
I know.
And you threw one at
I entered Wimbledon, didn't I?
Yeah, you entered Wimbledon. Yeah, that's right.
I entered it. I thought I could probably do quite well at this.
Yes.
You know, because it's basically hitting stuff, you know? Yeah. I thought I'd probably do all right here. Yeah. I entered Wimbledon and I got quite far. I got to the fourth round.
Yes.
And I got to play on that centre court.
Right.
And throughout the whole thing, I've been taking my own balls, into the court.
Yeah,
you know,
like a big... Those airflow ones.
Yeah, a big plastic bag full of balls. And I thought, I got to the centre court, and, you know, where you can just roll your eyes, and they all laugh at you, and all that stuff.
This is too easy,
mate. Yeah. Anyway, I had my bag of balls, and I'm sat on that chair next to that
pie. What did you do?
Yeah, I'm in the centre court, and I'm sat on that chair next to the umpire, and I thought, I'm doing quite well, actually. I'm winning against Marin Cilic.
I remember, And you were two sets up.
I was two sets up. I was doing very well. I thought I could get into the quarterfinals. Yeah. Anyway, I look up to the royal box, and who sat up there?
Who was it?
You remember?
Bloody hell. Yeah, it was Kate Middleton, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Kate Middleton. No.
Was it Pippa Middleton?
No, it wasn't. None of the Middletons were in that day, on that famous, infamous day.
Was it Elton?
No, it wasn't Elton, no.
Cliff?
It was Cliff Richards. Anyway, Cliff. I saw Cliff up there, and he all tanned and skinny and that.
Wonderful for his age.
No, he looks great for his age.
27 years old.
Oh, no, he's still got most of his own bits.
He has,
Anyway, I looked at him and I thought, the crowd will love this.
Yeah, that's
it. You know.
Wonderful moment.
I'm getting my bag of balls down by my chair and I stand up and I just start whacking them at Cliff. You know, one after the other.
Bang,
and
bang,
he's going, hey, get off, man. Hey, you know. Hey, what are you? Hey, and they're all bouncing off his head and that. Anyway, the crowd are going, loving it. And I got carried away, you know, because once I start getting a laugh, very difficult for me to stop, you know.
That's it.
And I've done the old bag of balls at him like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then in the end, head of Wimbledon comes and he says, "No, you can't carry on now."
I said,
"If I was Roger Federer,
rolling his eyes and pretending handing the racket to the ball boy,
exactly. If I was Roger Federer and I was hitting balls at Cliff Richard, I suspect you'd be a very different matter, wouldn't it?
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes,
like, if you're world famous like that, you can get away with it. Blue bloody.
I mean, I come in as a wild card, so no one knew who I was.
Cameron, his last speech in the...
Prime Minister. I remember him.
In his last speech, he made some gag. What did he do? He made a gag about...
A gag.
The cat.
cats and the old cat. Oh, I do love the cat.
Yeah.
Big laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
can
you imagine if you was at
Jungles on a Saturday night?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And you go, but I do love the cats. You get nothing.
Yeah, they're like tumbleweed, mate.
You get
bottled off the chaise.
I tried it similar. Remember in the public gallery at the Commons?
I remember that.
I'd had all the jokes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You wrote them all down, didn't you?
I wrote them all down. Yeah. The Beast of also, Dennis Waterman. He done his jokes, didn't he? Does all his jokes. What's his name? Dennis Skinner.
Yeah.
He only has to say, like that up north.
Everyone falls about.
So I got in there and I thought, I'm really going to make them laugh. Now, Theresa May.
Well, you was in the chain. You were in PMQs. You got in there. You're in on a wild card.
You're allowed. And I thought, they'll laugh at any old crap in here, you know. I mean, the jokes that they...
Was you on the back benches?
I was near the back benches. I'd done halfway through the debate on Trident.
Okay.
I stood up and...
What happened?
You know I bought that comedy penis from...
I remember that. Online.
Online. Yeah. I got it online. A big old thing. A big hairy, huge thing. Got a bit of balls
all
and
like,
that.
All like rubbery.
It's all rubbery. It's got a...
Squidgy.
It's a squidgy bit of brown.
Stuff comes out the end of it.
I've stood up and they're all doing their jokes. Cameron's done his joke.
His cat's joke.
Okay.
Corbyn doesn't do any jokes.
Corbyn occasionally done a joke about, give my regards to your mum that I don't dress nice.
He's done all that.
They fall about laughing. You'd think it was an evening with Jackie Mason.
I know. Well, they only do it to get in with them.
So I thought, this is an easy crowd, you know. I thought I'd get a video. This might get an agent sort of thing. I've stood up with this, I suppose you'd call it a plastic... A cock.
Did you stand up waving the cock?
Yeah.
So you didn't even reveal it. You just stood up with it.
They was just about to vote on the future of Triton.
Okay.
Eyes to the right. They've got eyes to the left. Oh, what's going on in the public gallery? I've stood up with this cock. As you say, stuff comes out the end. You shake it about. So Theresa May, right, she said, there's not been one gag throughout the whole debate.
It's quite a serious one, isn't it? Bombs, nuclear bombs.
I've got, hey! Everyone's looked right, up. Sort of, all right, lads. I've got this knob thing. I've squirted it, and it's gone in an arc. It's gone straight down on Theresa May. You know, it's got them bags under her eyes. It's just... just caught under the crease of one of her eyes, this stuff that comes out the end. Eyes to the left. Whoa, they've gone like that.
Treasure?
Yeah. So I'm being manhandled by the security.
You knew your cock that it comes from.
It's a gag, it's a joke.
It's really funny.
I'm being pulled out like this. Of course, my surprise, big joke, was my trousers coming down.
Yeah.
I'm being pulled off by the security, literally. And they're all sort of pulling... Black Rod's come up.
He would come up for something like that.
Now, I dare say, if Theresa May, Mo Molem, any of that lot in Parliament...
Yeah, if they'd have got their big cock out and started squeezing it...
You know, Mo Molem famously, in about 1989, do you not remember when halfway through the debate on Stormont and the IRA?
Yes.
And when she got a knob out? She's
got a great big knob out. Yeah. They started squeezing it.
Yeah. And that was the real one.
It was very funny, that was. They all loved it.
Oh, they loved it.
What's good is for the goose ain't good for the gander.
You know?
You have to be the right sort. It's a boys' club, mate. It's a boys' club. There's no point even trying to get into it, you know.
I mean, if you go to Canterbury, Robert Runcie, when he's doing his sermons, he's a certain type. He's of that high echelon.
Exactly.
He's allowed to do what he's the hell
all
he wants.
His jokes and all that. He said all jokes about Jesus on the cross. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
I thought I can probably this is a good crowd. This
lovely crowd. This lot, home crowd.
This Canterbury, like cathedral bunch.
4-0 up before you start with that lot.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so I stick the dog collar on.
I remember. I was brilliant.
Big crowd because someone had died. Yeah. Huge crowd. Someone famous had gone. Right?
Often the best time to get a laugh.
Exactly. Right. And I thought I could probably get. I'll probably get a couple of good laughs here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get up on the, I get up there Sunday, on election.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, how am I going to play this?
I remember. But, and now Angela Sepathini would like to say a few words.
Yeah, exactly. And I got up there. She said, hey, Reverend Angela Sepathini, you know, because I've been ordained on the internet.
You just put your shirt on the wrong way.
I just put my shirt on round the wrong way, like Peaky Blinders. Yeah. Anyway, I get up there and I say, oh, what a terrible to-do it's been, all this, all that person's gone now.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was very, terribly sad, like, you know, awful what's happened and all that. And thank you all very much for coming here today. And then, you know me, And I just stood there and I got up on the election night and I come down out of election and I pulled my pants down.
Yeah.
You know? So
he would have wanted it.
Exactly what he would have wanted. Yeah. So I'm standing in front of the altar with no, like, with my, which is tastefully, with my trousers and pants.
You're doing the Canadian fruit bowl.
No, I didn't do that because I thought that would be
disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Not nice. Yeah, no. No, but I was standing there facing the altar and with my bum to the crowd.
Right.
And on my bum I'd written bye bye. You know.
It was fitting, wasn't it? Listen, mate, if Runchy had done it, if he'd have done it, they'd have fallen about. Brilliant, how progressive, you know, wonderful that you can laugh at this stuff, but me, I
was arrested by the security forces and I was chucked in the back of a Black Mariah. Yes, I know. Again, it's one rule
For the
peace,
the rich, one for the Troop in the Colour. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
What was it? What was that? Yeah, 1994, wasn't it, when I went up there? Do you remember I went up there?
I remember you went up there.
All the carriages come down. All the pomp and circumstance.
All them guns going on.
It was 60 years since VE Day. Yeah, 50 years, I believe. And all the heads of state was there.
Yeah.
You know, Margaret, massive royalist. She's royal crazy.
Oh, Margaret. She loves the Queen, isn't she?
She loved the Queen. And
she loved Queen as well.
She loved
band.
Queen, the band. Yeah. And I said to Margaret, let's go up there. We go on the mall.
Yeah.
And when the carriage comes down.
Yeah. Very funny joke.
Funny joke.
Very funny joke.
I'll fling a lot of shit at the window. Now, Margaret's gone.
What, the whole
they
shit?
Won't get that. No, my own, the own. And so, it's bulletproof, that ain't nothing. So Margaret's going, what's it, they're not going to get this, well, she said
she didn't think they would get the joke.
Well, she says, I don't think they'll get the joke. I said, look, you know, this country, one of the main tenets of this country is our wonderful sense of
the war, Arthur Askey, Dame Dearling, Tommy Trinder got us through the war, everyone knows that.
The
she'll find it hilarious.
She'll find it hilarious.
Yes, she will.
So what had happened was Margaret had packed some sausage rum, pork pie. The jelly had gone to liquid. I've eaten it early on, and my guts were so awful. Standing there, I was absolute agony, you know. So by the time it came to throwing a solid stool at the Queen, I was in all sorts of trouble, unfortunately. The stool had gone rather soft.
Okay. Yeah, what a shame.
Don't take away from the joke. With the load of Americans. Lovely Americans had come. You know, they're mad on the road.
Oh, they love all that. Yeah, all the gold and that.
So we met Marlene and Hank from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Getting on nice with them. Hank's turned to me and he's gone, what are you doing? I says, now, you will not understand.
This is really funny.
Yes, it's a family
joke. Yeah, you can't sit down.
Remember, trousers. Anyway, I tried to catch this
stuff.
Let's call it stuff. In a souvenir bag. Yeah, souvenir bag. We said 50 glorious years. Unfortunately, have you ever seen an ice cream? Anyway, the whole thing has come out all over again.
Oh, yeah. Well,
just as she's approaching that lovely girl carriage, I flung it, right?
And you were a good shot as well. Because you're your bowls.
Because my bowls is through. Anyway, I've chucked this.
Oh,
you know the bloke who sits at the back of the carriage?
Footman.
It's gone, smacked him right in the flipping chops, right? He's fallen down. At that moment, bang, the police swarmed on me. I've gone, Tommy Trinder! You know, now, I dare say, if
Cameron had done
it, you know, if David Cameron had a shit in a
plastic bag
and flung it at the Queen, you'd be Cameron shoulder high.
They'd have been like, lauded.
Yeah,
they'd have been like that. It's very funny, don't
but apparently, oh no, not me. Oh no, never mind me, who served this country at Asda's for many years, you know. And it really did upset me. And so
what had you done, Barry?
I wrote to the Queen, I said, look,
it was me who flung it.
It was me who flung the shit at you and old Scarborough. Yeah. It doesn't detract from the fact I think you're doing a wonderful job.
On the throne.
And
did she write back to you?
No, I didn't get a reply, but I did get one from her secretary.
Right.
I've got it here.
What did he say?
Oh, there it is. Read it out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's from her secretary, a special equerry.
Look at
embossed paper.
Buckingham Palace.
And there's a new gold mine.
Thank you, 1994. Dear Mrs. St. Michael, thank you for your letter.
Yes.
Dated a couple of weeks ago. Where you tried to justify flinging your own shit in a souvenir plastic bag at Her Majesty's. Yeah, golden carriage.
It gets nicer after. Yeah, it gets nicer.
Anyway, it hit the footman in the face, as you know, and it went all down his clothes. Right, he had to clean his clothes up, and that was a very heavy dry cleaning bill. Also, he suffered a terrible loss of self-esteem.
Oh, God, because
all the 50 years of him doing that job, and his family doing it before him.
Yeah.
None of them have ever been hit in the face by an old man's shit.
Yes.
So, whilst we appreciate you trying to justify your act
as, in quotation marks,
a joke.
Right?
We unfortunately failed to see the funny side on this occasion. Her Majesty thanks you for your kind words.
Yeah, that's it.
And the £5 that you sent her.
Yes.
But she doesn't need it, although she will keep it.
Yeah.
Well, yours sincerely, the Palace.
Well, it's nice that she wrote back.
Yeah, very nice.
You know.
Yeah, very nice.
But
yeah.
As I say, I dare say, if, you know, someone fancied David Essex.
Lee Majors,
Duncan Norvell had done that.
Yeah.
Oh, and he slapped on the back.
Hilarious.
Get his own series.
Get his own TV show, reality show.
Yeah. David Essex fling shit at LWT 6 o'clock Saturday night.
Yes. In fact, I might just write that down.
Yeah, one rule for one for the other, isn't it?
So, we're doing the podcast today live from our spiritual home, Shoreditch. We love it here, don't we?
Oh, we love it round here. I don't know what anyone does round here.
No, they all walk around like with cravats on.
Yeah.
You know, going, hey man! How's you going, man?
If you're in other parts of the country, you wouldn't believe what's going on down here in Shoreditch.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing is going on.
Nothing. But it's they walk around like a lot of important
stuff
going on.
They look like there's a lot of stuff going on. There's nothing going on around here. Nothing tangible.
No.
Nothing's being made. No, a lot of beautiful birds around here. Beautiful birds. But no one's, like, making any ships. you know.
No.
And there's no industry to speak of. Nothing's being actually made.
No, it's all social media.
It's all ideas. It's all ideas. It's ideas. It's ideas, you know.
Idea.
And we're in the home of ideas itself, Ralph Creative.
Go to @RalphCreative.
You can see what they do, yeah, and that'll speak for itself.
And if
really.
You can find out what it is, do let us know, because we're not entirely certain.
Please write in.
I mean, they press play and record, and then they seem to have done that all right.
They have bought us a couple of drinks, which is nice of them.
There's so much. This is all
independent
ale.
Booze.
Independent booze,
yeah.
And it's very, very
expensive.
Expensive. Oh, bloody hell.
Well.
What are you going to do tonight? Because it's a lovely night tonight.
Oh, it's a lovely night. I'll probably get home and go to the cupboard, and then I'll get out of my bong.
Yes.
Go outside.
Yeah.
And I'll have a good suck on that for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then I'll stick on, like, some chowie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll be a lovely evening, yeah. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. Me and Margaret, we like to make love. In the heat, you know.
You stick together and all that.
We do. That's what I like about it.
Oh, you like
that's
that? All that like sweat and muck.
All that muck. All that muck. So, well, we've done about 35 minutes.
Sure, and they've got their money's worth.
Now, look, we're going to say goodbye till next time.
Yeah, next time.
Don't forget to buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah, please buy a ticket, because you're taking the piss now.
Come on, don't be a dick about
it. Come on, just buy the tickets, will you?
Come on, because we're going to be all over the country. Imagine how crappy it'll be for us with no one there.
Imagine how sick it'll be.
Embarrassing, more than anything.
Okay. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.